Ziggy Piggy, Ziggy Piggy, Ziggy Piggy.
Jumping the turnstile, I'm Jez Bart.
I'm Timmy Taco. Do you want to get a little bit closer to your mic there, Jez Bart?
Are you sure? That sounds very loud.
That's better.
Okay, very good.
Because all you need to do is
turn that little box
down. Turn this little thing down.
Well, we can discuss this afterwards.
Well, you're on full bore. Is that better?
Yeah.
Is that better? Two, one, two. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, thanks for coming.
Yeah, no worries.
Wrapping it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another day, another dollar.
Did you get a dollar?
I made a dollar today, yes.
We went over to get the, you know, we were talking about the $2 coins.
Oh, I thought you could say, I went to the $2 shop and nothing was priced at $2.
Zinger. Sorry. Ding.
No,
it's not fucking, I didn't turn it on. The bank gives you rolls of $2 coins, you know. So we're thinking about going over there, and because you guys collect your $2 coins,
the colour $2 coins,
yeah, the special ones. So we're thinking, what if you went over there, exchange your notes for rolls of $2 coins, and then open them up like Pokemon cards?
I don't know if there'd be any in there.
Why wouldn't there?
I don't know.
Aren't they in Cirque?
I guess they are.
What are the ones?
I'll try that.
Because Cass was saying, "Oh, did you go to?" Just go to Woolworths to get these ones, or to, I don't know, what was the camping shop? Caribou or
Anaconda.
Anaconda. And they were saying that they've got exclusive $2 coins there. How do you get exclusive $2 coins, and where do I get them, and how can I get some?
A cross promotion.
Anyway, so we ducked across the bank before you got here because with two 50s to see if we can get some rolls to see if. Open them up on the show.
Yeah, sure.
To see if we can, you know, score something. And the bank was closed.
Oh.
Till further notice.
Oh. Which bank?
The Bendigo Bank.
Till further notice?
Yeah.
That's my bank.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that branch was closed. What closes a branch till further notice?
I think.
An inquiry?
Yeah.
Generally?
Possibly, we don't like giving people their money, especially in cash or $2 coins.
Yeah, see, that's... And you can't... You have to get coins over the counter, right? Yeah,
randomly.
Because they're not going to give me, like, count them out, are they?
You find less and less of them because people go through them. The people on the...
but I'm talking about when they go to the Mintos...
Get a roll.
Go back to roll status...
I'm going to try that out.
You just crack them open and see what you got.
What are you collecting these days?
Everything.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Look around you.
You said you were having a good scrape out of your man hatch.
Yeah.
The crawl space.
We got back onto the bloody, what do you do when you have a sale in your... Garage sale.
That's the one.
And it just, just the effort that it requires to get the shit out of the roof, from whence do you never want to take it back?
Yeah.
It's
worse. Is a garage sale worse than marketplace? Facebook marketplace?
Yes, because marketplace attracts the dirges of society. Well,
garage sales.
Well, at least I can cut a deal. Like, don't walk away, because it's not a "Are you interested?" question mark. Because I'm trying to buy a watch on marketplace, and it's only 50 clams, but the guy just will not respond to it. Is it because he's not checking his phone? Because Vanessa did the old, and I told her not to do it. I said, "Don't do it."
Right.
But she said, "Is it all right if my husband comes and tries it on before he buys it?"
Yeah.
No, $50. I just want to buy it.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there and go.
It's too bad.
Well,
that's exactly why.
No, thanks.
Yeah, it's a pain in the.
So he just hasn't replied.
Sure.
So now we're out.
Yeah, he doesn't want to deal with a looky loo, a tire kicker.
No one wants a tire kicker.
I just sold my ute. My old ute.
On the old on the old, what?
No, nothing.
Marketplace?
No, I didn't. I went totally...
Au naturel.
This is going to sit in my driveway until someone I know wants to buy it.
Mm.
And I did do that.
Who did...
The guy at the steel place, mm. where I sell my steel, or buy my steel.
Yeah.
He had a nephew, young bloke,
yeah.
coming up as an apprentice. And I said, do you want to buy it months ago? And he goes, nah, he wants to get a Toyota.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, fucking, all right.
A Hilux.
Yeah, fair enough. Good luck. And it just, my car sat there. He couldn't find one for the right price.
So still a car shortage, is there?
I think it was more of a cash shortage for him.
Oh, yeah, okay, gotcha.
But I didn't want to deal with the looky-loos, the tire kickers,
the dish lickers,
the wastos.
Yeah, the people coming around what else you got?
Yeah, and I gave him a reasonable price. There was no bartering. There was no bargaining. There was just, here's the cash.
Did you have to do the old, is it out of rego?
It had rego.
Did you have to do the old, sell it with a...
Nah, didn't have to, apparently. I talked to Kent. He said, you don't need to get one, mate.
Is it?
Yeah, roadworthy.
Yeah, is it?
Speaking of dish lickers, right? Enough of that, guys. So are you going to clear out your roof? Are you going to have a garage sale? Let's finish that one.
No. Next.
Well, it's the perfect weather now. We're getting into the spring has sprung.
I did the old rearrange. Took some down out the turfed it out in the street for the hard rubbish. You know, in the throes of the, oh, we've got 2 days left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that.
And was it all picked up?
It had the pickings. Surprisingly, someone didn't take. It was a few computer monitors. People just didn't bother taking it. But back in the day, that would have been pickings.
Hot
item. But they were like, one of their monitors was like ripped open.
Oh.
I got a sneaky suspicion that they've been watching YouTube, and you know how you can like smelt the
get the gold silver out, off it? Silver and
I reckon that's what's happening.
Sure.
Because what else is in that monitor that you want?
Yeah, you want to take the power or the motherboard, right? That's going to be where all the silver and gold is.
I did fall into the classic trap of I've got a new monitor, so I'll just plug that in and get rid of all the old monitors in the in the roof, threw them all out.
Ouch.
They got gutted out in the street, went and put power to the new monitor. It's shit. It doesn't even fucking work.
Bugger.
So I'm a monitor down. Monitor down. Yes. So.
Right. Back to the dish lickers.
Yes.
We went out for a little bit of a Father's Day.
Yeah, we did. Up at the RSL.
Went to an RSL again. We've been doing that with the circuit with Mum and Dad.
Mm.
When we have to go and see them.
Some of them are hot on the no hats policy. Yeah, some of them are not. Like
not wearing that hat.
Yes, it's like, just to take the hat off with respect to the diggers. Where are the diggers? I can't see any diggers here.
No, I think they're mostly gone.
Yeah, right.
But
I thought you had to wear a bloody helmet at all times in the walls.
You did. They were always with a hat.
Yeah.
Never without a hat.
Yeah.
That's strange.
Hmm. But anyway.
I was doing a first aid course.
Yeah.
And she singled me out in this classroom.
What for?
You're going to have to take your hat off. I will just say one thing, that you will have to take your hat off.
Why?
For respect.
For?
Being inside.
Fuck off.
Yeah, what if it was a yarmulke?
Yeah.
Did they tell me to take that off?
Yeah, you fucking bigot. I'll do that if you fucking go and get a rat to gnaw that fucking mole off your face.
Fair enough.
Yeah?
I think she did have a big bloody mole on her face.
Yeah, it was her face.
Yeah, mole.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were at the RSL and they did have the pokies.
Oh, out of respect for the diggers?
Out of respect for the diggers, you got to have a flutter.
Yeah, okay.
You got to have a bet.
Have a little bet on the piggies?
And so we've started calling the pokies the piggies.
The piggies.
Want to go have a flutter on the piggies?
Yeah, let's go get some hammerkins at the piggies.
At the piggies.
Yep.
Got our change. Got our like $7 worth of dollar
ones, which they give you the ones in change to entice you into the gambling room.
But I will say, only three machines took dollar coins. The rest is like your credit card or your pension card or your...
It's
a bit cruel.
There's always somebody at sitting at the machinos.
Yeah.
In every one of those things. They must be making bloody... making a ticket on the piggies, I'll tell you that much.
The guy next to us, he was getting very annoyed.
I think he was very previous. Annoyed. I think I saw him previously on our machine.
Yeah.
And so then he moved machines. Like, he got to that piggy point where you go, dude, that's it.
There's nothing to eat here.
Starts squealing.
Wee!
I'm not winning. I'm not winning. I'm changing machines.
He was
I'm going with Dragon. I'm going with Dragon because I was born in the year of the Dragon. This must be a sign. And then you got on his machine.
I got on his machine. I put in $7.
Mm.
Immediately rinsed it. Like,
yeah, it was gone.
Three presses of the button.
Yeah, dollar bets.
Dollar bets. Bang. Yeah. Gone.
Yeah.
And it's gone. It was, 35, 40 seconds?
I reckon, yeah.
Bone dry.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I put in one more dollar, and geez, did I hit the jackpot.
Wee! Wee! Do they love hearing... Did the other punters love hearing the cornos going out of the little slot?
Hate it.
You felt the daggers?
Oh,
yeah. They were looking over and going, what the fucking...
He never comes here. He's got no respect for the diggers. Puts in $7. The jackpot, I might say. It was the only time I've ever won on a pokey. Pokey or a pokies?
Pokers.
I got, it was 30, 37 back.
Yes.
So what did we
do? In one O's.
What did we do?
Collect and left.
Collect and left.
Yeah.
And that pretty much paid for me bloody Palmer and a pint. I would say bloody good prices up at the RSLs.
Not too shabby. Good Palmers.
And Daddykins has been, as I was saying, they've been going on the RSL tour.
Yeah.
Now that they're semi-old retired.
Okay.
You know, they get the pension card up in there, and you can get, like, seniors' meals.
Can you double up a pencho with a veteran senior?
I think so.
Can you go, boom, 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 we get a triple decker.
Triple discount.
Yeah. That's like almost got a full house.
Mm.
Yeah?
This one. Oh, and they've been signing up, getting the discount card. So you got to sign up, show your veterans card. Dad's never without that veterans card.
Nah.
It's like 4 days in Vietnam, off the coast. Cooking chips.
Yeah, because you get your suit on to go down, do the macho, and then you've got all your bloody medals. All your medals, and then your seniors card hanging off, the veterans card hanging off there too, because that's like a bloody medal.
It opens doors, Tim.
Do we still get
our teeth?
Dental done?
No, I think that stopped when...
Expired?
22, I think, was the last.
Yeah, right.
That's why I had my wisdom teeth taken out.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to go overseas for my big European vacation.
Your tits.
And I could sort of feel me wisdoms coming in a little bit painfully. And so...
You don't want to be over there.
No, I don't want to be over there.
Not with the old
chair.
Teeth pain.
No. And
I don't think you even want to be over here doing it.
I'll just get them ripped out.
How many did you get?
I had five. I think I've said that.
Five?
Five.
How was you?
It's one in like 100,000 or something like that. You get an extra tooth, extra wise.
All right. Cool.
But I kind of regret it. Now, you know, since...
Because you miss him?
Well, I miss like, all the teeth that have fallen out of my head.
You could have
had to get replacements
Graft. Could you get one tooth put in a different spot? Spozzy.
I had more teeth rather than less teeth.
Yeah, right.
But I did get my teeth replaced. I got those, got my falsies.
Are they falsies?
Uh-uh.
They're already yellow.
How bloody dare
So they go, there's the falsies with the zzz, and they put the old... Mm-hmm. So when you get your tooth ripped out, and it's like...
A horse's tooth.
Yeah, a horse-o. Horse talk.
Mm.
That's the gap. That's that little spring-o that's on the end of it, the root that goes all the way up. Do they have to, like, replace the screw that goes as high as that?
No, my screw was only about, what did they say? I think he said 7 millimetres is the least.
Show me what a 7 mil is.
Yeah, the size of your cock.
Yeah. I was gonna cue this.
He's just done his zipper, if you could. Yeah, I was going home.
But you beat me to it.
Yes, it's like, you know, your fingernail, a little fingernail or something.
Yeah,
okay. Less than 7 mils, you've got to get a bone graft. Get your bovine tooth put in there, like cow.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
How they glue that in?
Well, I wasn't looking. I had my mouth open and my eyes closed. So
yeah, it's always a curious moment. You always want to... What they should do is, you know, sometimes they have the screen above you.
Yeah.
Watch Teves. Watch, you know, a bit of Home and Away.
Yes.
And they're tinkering around you out.
Mm. Open up.
What's her face with the old sucker job that never does a good job? Mm. Never quite gets the slag. Even though she can see the slag, she can't suck the slag.
A disgusting job.
Yes. Chief Slag Sucker. And there should be a camera.
Sure.
She should have a camera.
So you could be watching.
So up on the bloody, up on the roof, you can watch what's going on.
And that's what they do now at the car joints, like your mechanics. Mm. They'll send you, if you go in, it's IMR, to come in, instead of just going, oh, you're going to need your diff, your collaborator.
Your collaborator.
We're going to just replace everything. Basically, your car's fucked.
Yeah, technically, I can't let you leave.
Yeah.
I've had that one before.
So now they record it and they send you a video going, now this, so you can see how this spring's sprung.
Yeah, I can appreciate that.
Yeah. A little bit of a YouTube video. I wouldn't mind that with the teeth as well.
Then I wouldn't mind.
When they say brush your teeth,
getting one of those videos, and then bringing that in, and then getting a panel of mechanics into the pod to assess the video, and just tell us if it's what's really going on. Like if he goes, see this stick here, it's carbon and oil. Mm. That's the oil.
I don't think the mechanics,
whatever you call it,
will break the covenant. Of ripping us off.
Yeah, it's when they first come in and like they give their little head nod and secret mechanics handshake.
I think it's
a greasy handshake.
I don't think mechanics are that bad anymore, are they? Dodgy.
I don't know. You sitting down.
So anyway.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend. I got the piggy. What was it? The Palmer.
It's the piggy. Three little piggy Palmer.
Yeah. And it had bacon.
Pork.
And
hamikins.
Ham.
Just with the normal. It was a Palmer with yeah.
Decent size too. Decent.
Decent. Yeah. Pretty good. Would you go back?
It's 1 kilometer as a crow flies to my house. Never been in there.
But why don't we call the segment RISL again? Ing.
Well, Cassie signed up.
RISLING.
Sure. You signed up as well as Daddykins, right?
Well, I got signed up.
Yeah.
I never would have put pen to paper unless Dad
filled in the form.
Jammed it in front of me.
Yeah. Sign this, mate. Cassie signed up. She gets a free beer on entry.
What do you mean?
Free drinks, mate, with that card. Yeah, and then cheaper meals.
Yeah, because we did, talking of free drinks, we did the old, you guys came down to my gig.
Yeah, only in for support for you and Chris.
Oh, okay, whatever.
I mean, Fitzroy Beer Garden's a great place, great venue.
Yes, but they did some, because we booked a table, we wanted to make sure that everybody was able to sit and sit close, you know, to the action without
having to. We are aging, yes.
Without feeling obliged, still being in amongst it, you know, close enough. But anyway. Just by booking the table, 2 free bottles of champers, a jug of beer, and a round of shots.
Well, we got 2 jugs.
Yeah, maybe.
Champers?
Yeah.
Who drank the champers?
Maybe they gave us beer or champers,
Chicken or beef.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like the beef.
Boy none.
Yeah.
And then
like 15 or 16 shots.
Yeah.
It's cordial with a little bit of cheap vodka.
Dovka.
I slammed about 9 of those.
Yeah, things. I had a few of them too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think in my older age.
Yes. This is what I want to get to with why I was only there for support.
Yes. Okay. In my older age, I now can drink whatever I want.
Yeah.
Whereas previously, I don't think I could.
No, you've built the stomach for it. You've got the enzymes now.
But on this end...
Have you got any beers?
Yeah, I might have a beer.
It's after work, isn't it?
Do you want me to get a beer? Why don't you fill in while I get a beer?
Okay.
Can you fill in the air?
Fill in.
Okay. And go.
Yeah. He just walked out. He's a prick. He is a prick. Every time I come here, he treats me very poorly. And although he is getting me a beer, I can't appreciate that. Better bloody not be Vic Bitter, because that stank. And welcome to the podcast. I'm Jezbot. Oh, he's got him. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Great Northern. Thanks, champ.
Yeah. That's Great Northern.
Yeah. Where are we going with this? What are we talking about?
We're talking about the RSLs. Yeah, RSL-ING.
So you got the dish lickers.
Mm-hmm.
You got the ponies. That's the horses.
So we've got to rate the state of the venue.
Okay.
Rate the state of the Palmer.
Yep.
You know?
And the price
per Palmer.
Yes.
Rate the state of the venue. How much coins do you spend on the piggies?
Well, I'll start. Palmer, first class.
Okay.
For price and size.
Yeah, and
taste. I never had a piggy.
I was surprised by that. I would have wanted a bit more body to it. If I got the schnitz on my own, I'd be complaining.
Yeah, you're gonna go with the schnitz, and then I think you switched to like I'm gonna get this burger.
Then I went to the Palmer.
Mm.
I said, "Why don't you get the bloody Palmer? It's $2 more." I went, "All right." And then when we went up to the counter,
discount
piggy.
I think there was a $26, I want to say.
$26 soaking wet. Fries. Do we get a discount on that with the discount card?
We would have.
Okay.
It's worth it.
Mm.
We could go have meetings, like a band meeting up there.
Yeah, okay. That's not too bad.
Oh, no, we're talking about the
beer gardens. Talking about free drinks and whatnot. But okay,
we'll get back to the beer garden.
Why don't you just jump to the beer garden?
All right, the beer garden. Love it. It was great.
Okay, great.
Great venue.
So the RSL.
The only problem is, I think we've said this before, the collar doesn't match the cuff, I think that's where I'm going. It's probably not the right expression. But you're at the front of the bar.
Mm.
Can't tell that anyone's in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they do this a lot.
Go out the back, packed.
Yeah, same with Spookoozy.
The Spookoozy.
Yeah, if you walk past that and you go, oh, my God, I'm not going in there. Yeah. But if you went out the back, it's packed.
Yeah. Mm. So I think you need a screen up the front.
Mm.
And then when there's
showing the back.
Showing the back.
Okay.
But only put it on when there's people there.
Yeah.
Or you have fake footage. You could do that.
Fake-o.
The second thing is
AI.
Fitzroy Beer Gardens. I've got to go to Fitzroy, which means no easy transportation from my house.
Yeah, it's not.
Get to Richmond, and I'm going to get.
Yeah, there are back. There's a lot of backtracking.
So spent at least, I don't know, 75 soaking wet on Ubers before I even got there and had a meal.
Yeah, so you didn't catch a train.
Cassie says it every time. Let's catch a train.
Like, yeah, she does say that.
Not catching a train.
No.
And
I grew up.
I am reaching. Best part of 50.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how you.
I'll do it again. I'm going this Friday. I'll go next. The one after. The one after. The one after. The one after. The one after.
Goddamn music.
Yeah. Yeah.
All day. Yeah. All night. I can't. Awesome. I don't know how you do it.
Well, I do it for the money.
Not for the love of the game.
The game.
I tell you what. I'll come back next time if you drive me there.
And then no, I can leave when no, I see, I catch Ubers because I get to Chris O's, and then so we can drink the $100 drink card, card. Because then it's worth it. Because then you go there and get pissed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, play music and get paid.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a good deal.
A good deal. I got had a meeting with met up with the Get Down Gang.
Yep.
Blast from the Past.
Yep.
Get Down Gang, Melbourne band from like 20 years ago now.
Yeah, about 25 years ago.
You were in it.
Yes.
And AJ was there. Mm-hmm. And all the other blokes.
Cal nice and blokes. Nick.
Is that the whole band?
No, there's another four dudes.
There's a four-piece food.
I think it's a nine-piece.
A nine-piece?
Yeah, something like
there's
that.
There's no money in that.
No, there never was.
No, you need less people in the band.
Yeah.
You need the DJ playing all the other instruments.
I said this is exactly what I said to him.
We can get more money per gig.
But like, I did a gig. This is the thing, right? People don't know what the DJ does do, right?
Sure.
So I went to a gig on the rooftop bar.
Mm.
And no, not a rooftop bar. Sorry, it was a private function, a rooftop party in a building in South Melbourne. And I went up there, and I don't know if she was just trying to show pony, like, look at me, I've got a rooftop, I'm going to have a small party on the rooftop with some of my friends, but I'm going to have a DJ, right? So I rock up, six people there. Six people.
For the whole night?
It was during the day.
Oh.
Anyway, so I had to get the building guy to let me in. And I had all my trolleys and all me this and me that. You know, it's like a big... It's a big thing. I didn't want to go to the car, so I had to go try and scooch it in one load. Mm. And so the concierge or whatever the fuck he is came down, let me in the elevator, let me up. And then so I start setting up. He's pissed off somewhere. And then comes back in like after I've set up about 15 minutes in. I started playing a bit of music, testing my speakers and doing whatnot. And then he's coming, he's like, I thought that was photography equipment. I didn't know it was music stuff.
Uh-huh.
No music. No music on the rooftop party. I said, well, talk to the person that hired me because I'm a DJ, not a photographer. Yeah, I thought that was photography gear.
Really?
He said, could you... This is my point. Do you reckon you could just, like, do it without the speakers? Could you just play without speakers?
Well, if we all had, like, Bluetooth headphones.
You got those, don't you?
Yeah, like, for six people.
So, my point is that people don't know what the DJ does do.
No.
So, to say to me, could you play the music without making any sound, shows you that people don't know what I do.
Mm.
I think it was a little bit of that case with the Get Down Gang. They haven't been exposed to the technologies of how far it's come. I'm not lagging around records. I can do anything, anywhere, anytime, for any reason, anywhere, any which way I choose.
What perked up one of the boys' ears was you got obviously one of their old songs, one of your old songs.
Yeah.
Stripped it quickly in the stem bot.
Yeah. And then remixed it into a hot dance track.
Hot dance track. Yeah. So he looks up and goes, oh. That's our song.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like our song.
But it's Michael Jackson singing, say,
AJ was trying to explain it and like scientific numbers were coming up in the...
Yeah.
It stems.
100110. So this is the thing where I can say to him, like, just come in the studio and we'll jam. We don't need a whole band.
No.
I can just take the original, take the band out and let you guys play over it. Be the band.
And now with AI, shit me dead. Like, Tim, you got to play that for him. You got to chuck it in there for him.
What's that?
The bloody AC/DC Back in Black AI version in a funk twist.
Yeah, okay.
Must go in there.
I'll pop that in. We won't get a heavy snippet because I don't want to be Bon Scotted. Or what's the other guy?
Angus. Think that's the way forward, especially for a funk band.
Yeah, let's get the old AI to do that.
Get the idea, and then
the version, and then we play the version. Yeah.
So AI can be good.
It can be. Use it all day, every day.
But I did love the old Get Down Gang, and I did say that to the boys. Boys, I heard a rumor you're getting back, putting the band back together. Yeah. And
I said, oh, I'm Tim's brother. And he goes, oh, yeah, you're mate. I said, do you know what my favourite song of your cover song is? I said,
like the Godfather the theme song. Mm. And then he's like, oh, okay, so this guy does know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I made when I was gifted a Godfather role as a person in a church, I put together all the songs that had Godfather in it.
Yeah, right. And I was in
and
there.
And you guys were number one. He goes, oh, yeah, that's bloody nice, man. Ooh, what beer are you drinking?
Whatever one you went and got me.
Went and got me a bloody pint.
Yeah, oh, right. Pints are a rich tribute.
Yeah.
That's what tributes feel like. Yeah. It's good, huh? Yeah, it
does feel good.
Yeah.
All right, now let's get back to the RSL. Let's nib that in the bud.
Did we?
No, we didn't. Okay. We're rating it. So we got to through the Palmers.
Yeah.
We'll give it a...
I want to know whether
scale
I
want to five out of what Palmers or a pig,
it's either out of piggies or should we in respect for the diggers? Should it be
bullets?
How many bullets?
Yeah, number one.
How many bullets should it take to put it down? Is there a lot of bullets to take it down? Means it's very good. It's robust. Yes. The less bullets, so like one mercy bullet, RSL close it down. I reckon Oakley RSL.
Because you're saying that...
Here's a one bullet.
It only took like 5 mins to eat the Palmer, one bullet. But if I had to, like, if I put 5 slugs in it...
No, I think you've got to...
It'll be a bigger Palmer.
You've got to assess the whole campaign, okay? It's the welcome committee. The do you have to walk through the piggies to get to the...
Yeah,
to that.
The piggies were put off to a little bit to the side. You couldn't see.
But you had to go through the dish lickers.
You did have to go through
the TA. We've got a hard TAB on the left.
Yeah, that's like old school, like watching the horses and the doggies and the. And then behind that, you got the piggies.
Yeah, piggies to the right.
I don't like the sign in.
I don't like that either.
Photograph.
What is that for? Liability?
Probably a liability. And just tracking.
Yeah. You know,
good for recon.
Yeah, okay. Recon, yeah.
All right, so I'll say, was it like Snooze Review?
Where it is like the Snooze Review.
So like a really good show for me gets one pillow.
Because you didn't fall asleep.
Yes, but like something very boring that I fall asleep at the start of it, 10 pillows.
10 pillows.
Correct. So the better it is.
It's like a negative, positively negative.
And I think this is what we're doing with the bullets, right?
Yep.
Are we doing the op? We're not doing that.
No, we are doing that. Okay, that's what we're doing. One bullet is a bullet to the head. It's a mercy kill. Shut it down. Shut it down. I would put. I think Oakley RSL would fall into that. What, you ever been there?
Oakley RSL. I think I might have slipped in there.
It's a bit tired. And
is that? That's not the Forster's Arms, is it?
Nah. Bloodbath. No, mate. No. It's next to the bowls, near the library.
Oh, no, I've never been
near the fake grave.
Pioneer's graveyard. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so we're going.
I reckon out of a scale campaign of 5, I would give it a 3 bullets. It would
take overall for the whole premises.
It would take 3 bullets to take him down. You know?
Now, they just renovated, so... It
was, okay,
and,
so, yeah.
And
so
the reason why there wasn't that many people there, because Cass did some recon, got the intel, it was they haven't been open on Sundays.
Family day.
And she goes, it should be, it's Father's Day, it should be packed. And it should have been. And it hasn't really got through to people that it's open on Sunday. Then we faffed about trying to figure out what we're going to order.
Yep.
And the other table of 12... Got up to the counter before us.
With a list.
She had a list.
Yeah.
And then she was 2 meals short, so she had to go back to the table and go, so I've got the Palmer, I've got the piggy, got the thing, got
the... Who got the 3 little piggies?
Yeah. And then so she wandered back over, and all the time, the whole time I'm thinking, oh my God, we've got a table of 8 or 6, it's 8.
Mm.
They've got a table of 12. There's no one else in here. The kitchen's about to get swamped.
Yep.
Up to the muck and mire.
That's just two tables. Yeah, 2 tables worth. They couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle
it. It took a little bit, didn't it, to come out?
They couldn't handle a full restaurant.
fresh, local, different, halibut.
Yeah, so for that, out of the possible five, they lost two.
They would have been smoked if there was like full house. Absolutely smoked.
And then how do you feel about you got all your traditional menu and then you just chuck a curry on top?
Well, suits the area.
Yeah.
It's a big, big Indian area.
Okay. Know? All right.
You know what I mean?
Trying to make them all happy.
And who doesn't like a curry?
My children.
Right. I will go overall because I did have a win at the biggest. There was a bit of BO in that area.
Was there?
Yeah, I smelled that guy that next to us had not showered in.
Okay. That was me?
Yeah, you were there. You were there and you were there. I think all around, as crow flies, close.
Yep.
The beers were reasonably priced. Got a pint for under 10.
Yeah, yeah, that's
good. $9.40 or something like that. So, sign in. So you get one point taken away, one bullet taken away because I have to sign in.
Yep.
You get another bullet taken away because there is the piggies, the pokies.
Yeah. Is this out of 10 or is this out of 5?
5.
You're down to threesies. Yeah. So you're sitting where I'm sitting.
Yeah. But I'll give you a 0.5. I think I'm sat where you are. 3.5 for overall vibe. Three bullets into the
three, back. Three bullets and, back a near, the and a near miss.
The back of the head. But I think I'm being a bit harsh with the sign-in thing.
Okay.
But you definitely get a point taken away for the, just having pokies and gambling everywhere.
They all do, so.
There's no live music.
So it's going to be hard, tough sell to get a 5. You know, we're going to have to go out in the country.
To get that.
To get that proper.
5 proper, out of 5.
Freemason vibe. You know?
It's Freemason, isn't it?
Changing the subject, speaking of food, though.
Okay.
I've been on kids' lunch detail for school.
I'll have sushi.
Nah, for 18 years. Bisque. No, see, why? Yeah, 3 lobster bisques. I've been on detail for 18 years, soaking wet.
Yeah, bone dry.
At least. And I do like every day the top notch sandwiches because I remember with us, you used to get maybe a roll, maybe a banana. Combine the two when it happens so the banana doesn't go brown.
Banana roll.
Off to school. Off to school. Right? Every once in a while, she would load us up with that style. So I thought, you know what? In my years...
Never put out a nana sandwich?
Never did a nana. No nana.
An apple. Remember apple banana sandwich when you were a little kiddie?
Apple sandwich, yeah.
Thinly sliced apple. And
not a big fan.
No.
Never was. But, you know, inventive. There's not much in the house.
It's a fucking fruit salad. Don't pass it off. Yeah. Just because there's 2 pieces of bread.
It doesn't make it a sandwich. That's all fair. Fair to say. But, like, I go gourmet. Audrey's had the old salad. And like it's just they're stackers,
like a Caesar salad or something.
Yeah,
like
or something good. There's always content. There's always value in content.
Because
I also thought if she doesn't want this sandwich and she gives it to somebody else, are they going to go? Your lunch is always the best. Can I have your? Yeah, just fucking take it, mate.
We'll swap.
Yeah, there was always somebody there that would swap. You would happily have swapped a banana butty for a Nutella Sanger.
Oh, yeah.
Any day. Even a Vegemite.
The smaller kids, when I was coming up in primary school, they always used to give me their food because they didn't want to eat it. Mama would make them a Vegemite sandwich.
Yep.
Or like a really thin, like white bread, butter, and a piece of ham. Right. There it is, son.
Yeah. See, well, this is...
That. I'd be eating everyone's scraps.
This is what I've got to. Like, so Mason as I want this, I want that. And so I go, all right, I'll give you a salad sandwich. You put lettuce in my sandwich. Oh. So the sandwiches were coming back, like not eating them because it had a piece of tomato in it.
Trash.
Actually, what he was doing, what he was doing is, because I was doing Audrey's gourmet ones and then grating some carrot in there, but one piece of carrot would fall on Mason's little cheese sandwich or whatever. Nah, reject it. Wouldn't eat it.
It's got carrot in it.
Yeah.
I don't like carrot.
Yeah.
You love carrot. Not when it's cut like that.
Pick it off and throw it out. Eat the sanger.
Didn't you ever give your kids the dying Ethiopians? Yes. Starving.
Showed them the videos of the kids eating the mud cookies.
Yeah, cookie.
Cookies. Showed them.
True story.
Showed them.
Mud cookies.
Showed them. Disgusting. Disgusting cookies.
You got to put something in your gut.
They're doing it. They were eating it and not complaining. Going, scrumptious, scrumptious. So anyway, so we've gotten down to Mason doesn't eat his sandwich at school. He brings it, but then comes home and toasts it at the end of the day.
Yeah, I can respect that.
Just not eating at school, basically.
So living like a trapper.
We used to, I could have housed 7 sandwiches in a day and gone, I'm fucking starving. Oh, I'm so bloody hungry.
How about a bloody sandwich?
You're going to finish that? You're going to do that? Can I borrow 25 cents?
25 cents? 10 cents. Fuck, you 10 never cents. Get 25 cents 25, or something, yeah, guy. You get a fiver and a tenner. Our mate Mick, he used to be the king of scab at the tuck shop. Because he was a popular guy and he was a bit stronger than everyone else. And so he's like, got 10 cents? Yeah, here you go, Mick. 10 cents.
Talkers.
10 cents, talkers. Yeah. 10 cents, 10 cents. Sometimes you come out with like 20 bucks.
Yeah, right. Could have got, well, that's what the kids were doing. Uber Eats. No more Uber Eats and vaping at school. It's like, what is this, a discotheque?
What?
Yeah.
Uber Eats at school. Oh, it's genius.
Well, you're on the Oval and then someone comes up and goes, so pepperoni and cheese over here.
Yeah, that's over there.
Who ordered a pepperoni over here?
Over there.
Okay, over there? Yeah.
Once the drones come in, though, for delivery.
Oh, yeah, just drop a dime. Mm. Anyway, so I've done gourmet. Audrey's almost finished year 12. I've almost made it the full stint. Thank I've almost gross. Done my whole...
Sandwich
stint, right? I've been proud of every sandwich moment. I've never faltered, right? And the last 3 weeks, she's got 3 weeks left to retirement.
Is that it? Is that seriously three weeks?
Well, 3 weeks plus fucking 2 lots of holidays. Oh, pretty much. Can
we just do it now?
Well, she's got like a week and a half, and then I've got holidays for 2 weeks, and then I go back on the exams.
And then she wants to take a year sabbatical, right?
Exactly.
I just want to find myself in Byron Bay.
Oh, there, I found it. There, you found it. She's like, oh, can you not have a different sandwich now? Have a different sandwich. I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Oh, all she wants now, and when I make her now, and I have made her for the last 2 weeks in a row, every day, cheese and Vegemite.
Is she swapping the cheese and Vegemite with for something better?
She better be swapping it for fucking high-grade heroin, because she's not getting any pleasure out of the fucking Vegemite and cheese sangers.
It's not giving her any protein or...
It's giving her nothing. And Mace, all he wants...
White bread? By the way,
I'm
totally switched back to white bread.
Ah, it's just so delicious. White bread,
it's butter. So bloody delicious. But also, I had a stint there where I couldn't even eat a full loaf of bread before it started going mouldy on the bench.
Yep.
I'm like, what the frick has gone on with the recipe over
loaf
here?
Loaf of white bread, two sittings.
Ever.
No.
Oh, no, you eat
two
it.
Two sittings.
Yeah, two sittings.
It's gone. It's fresh as the dickens.
But you can leave them shits on the bench for a month.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not going to... No mold. No mold.
Yeah, no mold. No moisture. So
she
I've
wants
been,
a cheese and veggie. What's Mason want?
All Mason will ever accept, because I don't like lettuce. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like this. I don't like that. Cheese and ham.
I was going to say, cheese and ham, done all
dead
day.
Horse.
Dead horse. Yeah. They're very thin.
But I've been given that cunt ham and cheese with dead horse.
You're talking about your son.
Yep. For grade 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and year 7. So 6 years he's been having a ham and cheese every day. He's turned into one of those kids.
What would you like for lunch? Oh, ham and cheese.
Yeah. I'll just have a Vegemite sandwich, Mr. T.
Yeah.
So that's what...
so you can have anything you want.
Audrey's gone Macca on me.
Mm.
Anything you want, I'll make you anything you want.
Because you've got, like, you've got chicken...
Everything.
Scrappings, that you mayonnaise, and then put a bloody... Everything. Jeez, slice of cheese on there.
Churn and cheese with corn put through it.
Yeah.
If you like, bloody, I can pre-melt everything for you, and you can have, like, cold...
Are they getting...
Toasties? Cold toasties?
Are they getting bullied or poo-pooed at school when they're going, well, you eating? I'm eating sushi California rolls. What
I was
going
to say.
Ham cheese sandwich.
Yeah. I was going to say, they better be fucking bullied.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah. They better be, because, you know,
weak,
like,
men that aren't going to ever go enter into our RSL.
Yeah, exactly.
We need that.
We need them. We do need them. So I've been demoted as a head singer maker, and I don't like it. I was trying to get me buddy. I was trying to do me tenure.
Mm-hmm. 10,000 hours
of sandwich making. Why
don't you just go, you know what? That's it. No more sandwiches for you.
Done it. Done this. Make your own. I've tried that.
I'll just grab a piece of bread and some chips.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm met with, ha!
Yeah.
It's like,
and then they come home and they're
starving. And then I got to do, like, the equivalent of Timmy two dinners.
Yeah.
And then when you do the dinner, oh, I'm full.
Yeah, because wait for just...
It's just like you ate 25 minutes ago, you fucking fucks.
Do your dishes and get the fuck out of here.
The other thing that jerks my irk is when I'm cooking in the kitchen and then Vanessa comes in and starts snacking around me. Don't eat! Stop fucking snacking before dinner!
Can ruin your appetite.
Well, otherwise, why am I doing this shit?
Yeah, just snack around me.
Snack around me. I'll stand in the kitchen, you snack around me, I don't have to do shit.
If you're only cooking for yourself and not even your wife,
mm.
what would you be your go-to? Would you just not eat?
Oh, I've often thought this.
Would you just go get a chicken and chips or...
Yeah, I reckon. Would I have a Timmy's solo... Sad Timmy solo menu.
Probably.
Tim's din dins.
Mm.
Right? What would you... Cass is in there, what do you make?
Oh, fuck.
Pie. You just chuck a pie in
there. Chuck a pie in the thing. Then maybe...
With any bits?
Huh?
You don't go... You know, I have like,
I just want the hunger. I want to know that I've eaten, and I want the hunger pains to fuck off.
Because I have veggies. Care. I have veggies every single night.
Yes,
I have done. Yes. Fucking
oh, you're so cool.
No, it's not. I'm not doing it for cool. I just do it right, and I think to myself, like, part of the reason why I fell into that game is because I had to make food for other people. Would I have ever?
No, you probably wouldn't have.
Made. Veggies? Would I be eating peas?
You'd probably eat as much veggies as you do drink water, which is none. So, just sculling the rest of that beer down the hatch. I reckon my go-to, if we're going to be completely honest, if I was a solo living man.
Yeah, bachelor chow.
Bachelor chow. I'd have one of those food subscriptions.
Would ya?
Yeah. Deliver it home, put it in a microwave. Fresh, local, not frozen fresh. Fresh, right?
Right.
I'd have that to go, I'm doing good. I'm
Primos. Doing all right. Primates. But
then I wouldn't eat them. And then, and then I'd probably just order out every single bloody night.
I think I probably would too.
Because I don't do that.
Yeah. So would we go the complete opposite?
The pizza guy would know me and my order.
Hey, Jezza. Yeah. Well, I get that.
Just the regular gym.
I get that.
Are you right?
I get that over the fish and chippo.
They know. Yeah, I've seen that. They know who you are by your order.
Yeah. Yeah. I make an order and they go, oh, it's got to be Timo.
It's a taco written all over.
It's a taco. Oh, now when I go in there, the fish and chip shop, and I pick him up, he goes, he does the old faking the DJ, DJing.
Yeah, well, can you tell him to fuck off?
No, because I think he caught wind.
You've said many times on this pod that you hate that.
I do hate that.
Because, again, it was right from the back of the...
Yeah, but okay.
The episode, so like, no one knows what a DJ does that do.
Yeah, in the, so he doesn't, right? Because he's, first of all, he's air DJing. And then on top of that, when he's Instagrammed or Googled me and found out that I'm he's one of his most valued customers, you know, give me a potato cake.
I'm a kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Give me a PC.
Give you a tribute.
Tribute. I want a potato tribute.
PC tribute.
PT. PCPT. Right?
Yeah.
Potato tribute.
Potato cake.
Potato tribute. Cake. Potato tribute.
Would you take a dim sim?
Yes.
Steamed or fried?
Well, I'm quite partial to the steamed.
I love a steamer.
Yeah.
Love a steamer. I'll never get a steamer from a shop that sells Bain Marie.
Oh, I'd never get one of those steamers.
No, you get a bloody deep fried bastard.
Mm.
But then if you're cooking them at home, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I like a good steamer. Like a
steam dim
or
sim.
Or I go to the Japanese joint across the road, get a bloody combination soup where they put everything that they've got into this soup. And then on top of that, I say,
that's leftover from last night.
That's what we call that place, what you want.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because when you call her up.
Let me guess. Hold on. She says, what you want?
What you want? I'm like, hello, can I please make an order for pickup? She goes, what you want? I'm like, yeah, she's a harsh mistress, that owner.
Mm.
She scares me.
Does all right, though.
You got to do the one lobster bisque and then move to the side. But I say to her, because she's got the South Melbourne dibbies, two of them, and then I cut them in half, plonk them in the combination soup, because they're not in, it's the last part of the menu that isn't plonked in this fucking liquid.
I thought you were going to go with cut the bastard in half and then put them on the fry pan. And then fry up the little soft bit. It could work.
Or the meat side.
The meat side.
Tim Sims.
Because I like doing it with the sausage. That's what I do.
You do it with the sausage?
With the sausage. I like to brown it off, cook it up a little bit, and then split the bastard down the center.
Oh, and then fry, fizz up the guts.
Yeah, because that's what Dan used to do with...
it did.
Was it hot dogs or was it like a brat?
I think it was a bratwurst.
Bratwurst.
Something like that.
And then you halve the sausage.
Oh, he was also known to slice up frankenfurts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'd slice it up.
On an angle.
Dice it on an angle. And then what would that go into?
That would go to the side of your scrambos.
Oh, yeah.
On a Sunday after mass. Yeah. As the ultimate god bribe.
Looking
through my notes. One last note that I'll rinse because I wrote while you're away. I have two sets of identical shoes, right? Two sets of Adidas.
Right.
And somehow I can never work out which left goes with which right.
Ah.
They were purchased at the exact same time.
Identical.
Mm.
And you keep Ray a tidy body purchase. Ship, don't you?
I do, but...
Keep a clean shoe.
But the other day I went out and I thought that I was wearing... I was wearing the twins, you know, lefty and righty, but I was actually wearing righty of one of the twins and their retarded cousin... from another set of Adidas. It was two completely different shoes. I'm like, oh, I feel like a bloody goose. I'm out here. It's two white shoes. I didn't notice. No one said nothing. And then I'm in the city walking around, and I'm looking around, and I see people walking around, and I can't tell you how many people out there I saw with two different shoes on.
Thieves.
Sometimes it's Chuck Taylor's, right?
Mm.
You know, the one star.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Mm, one red,
most
one
uncomfortable
black.
Shoe, sports shoe ever.
Yeah, for flat footers, flat and wide.
I tell you what, I think they're thieves.
Mm.
Because you go into one shop that sells lefts, you go into one shop that sells rights. Mm. Is there a code amongst
always left?
Emporiums? Always left, mate. Always rights, I reckon.
Mm.
Looks better on the shelf facing that way, doesn't it?
I don't know. I'm gonna pay attention to that.
Because if you're into that kind of style of dress, you just go, "Oh, well, I'll take that one."
Yeah, and then
I'll go
the other one. But I've noticed there is a fashion. There is fashion, and
I'd call that shit.
Yes, but I looked it up. I looked up like Nike or whatever the fuck it was, the brand that I saw, and that sure enough, they're selling them in red and black, one of each, and that is the thing. So was I trend setting when I accidentally didn't wear the Adidas Twins and I?
No.
Okay.
Because it was a mistake. I've done that with dress shoes. Being out one of your gigs, I look down and I've got one pointy, one rounded. Oh fuck!
Because I did. It was the guy that ran one of the clubs that we used to DJ at, and he rocked up late to this thing. He must have been. Oh, I suspect. He must have been at some chick's house and had to scurry out in a hurry. Mm. Scurrying in a hurry. So he's grabbed two loafers. he was standing there like, you know, like his, first of all, his pants were like.
Yeah, that's the style.
Yeah, they were.
Right up.
Like three quarter ankle ones. But no socks. In dress shoes,
yeah,
and there were two left shoes, both two different loafers.
Very sweaty at the end of the day. Like the socks there to soak up the sweat.
Do you find that some people's feet don't sweat?
Well, I've got a note in here that's where I sweat the most.
Is it
my feet? If I just stand there brushing my teeth in my socks,
working right, up a sweat,
I'll walk away with two perfect footprints of sweat.
Footprints.
Yeah, footprints.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's juicy.
It is. Well,
there you go.
Look, I'll say one thing. Adsty Nukes, our friend of the pod.
Yep.
You're right there.
I am now.
Has written his first book.
What's it called? And it's called Behind the Lines. It's a hip-hop
It's a hip-hop book about hip-hop rhymes and lyrics.
Yes, lyrics.
Australian-based.
Yeah.
Did a massive amount of research.
Yeah.
Get your pre-ordered copies, hardback and soft cock.
Big cartel.
Yep. We got both kinds.
Did you really?
Yeah, we got a hard and a soft.
Did ya?
Yeah, just to support local.
Nice one. Because I said, because you know it's out on Turnstile Creative.
Is it?
Yeah.
And you managed to put your fucking greasy mitts on his.
I don't know.
Some would say. He has said that it's as thick as a Weetabix.
It's box. As thick as Wheaties box, or was it cornflakes?
And does it come with a CD that you can
not yet. We're going to expand.
Yeah,
going to expand because you can't get license for the audio and market it.
Aussie hip hoppers.
Nah. The ads will tell us. There's right, a whole kerfuffle about the rights to even print the lyrics.
Come on.
But enough of that.
Harden up.
Next time. Anyways, there is the music coming up. Saving us from ourselves.
It's good to be back in the pod, Tim. It's good to see you. We'll be back next week, no doubt. Another exciting episode.
Goodbye.
They hop, they duck, they climb. They go through two at a time.
Jumping the turnstile, jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
Leap over the turnstile.
Hop over the turnstile. I had technique. It was like a ninja.
Jumping the turnstile.
And it's no small thing.
People have to jump the turnstile.
I definitely jump the turnstile.
Jumping the turnstile.
I definitely would do it once, twice, I would do it over again.
Whenever I believe I have to do it, but I do it, I get away because
and there was no one there, so I figured it'd be just easier to jump the turnstile.
Well, I've jumped some fairs in my day.
I definitely jumped the turnstile a few times.
Jumping.
Turnstile instead of just paying a $2.25.
That one technique, I pull the turnstile back. Like that, boom, boom. My upper body is not moving, it's my leg.
Jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
The turnstile. We are the antibacterial wipes. This don't even look sanitary.